All right, friends, family, team, season 13, episode four. Episode four of the Washed Up Podcast. Hey, look who's back.
Oh, yeah, the cat's back. The cat's back.
He's not wearing his pajamas. He's in business casual.
Business casual. It's great to be back.
It's a great time to be back. It's a great episode in store for you all. And we're going to tell you about what we got going on. Psych, no, we're not. Totally got him.
I honestly knew it was coming, too.
That's how I get you always. All right, let's get it. You can come get me. I'm in the windy city, so you can come get me. I'm in the windy city. Be kit like a Louisville slugger, and I'm pointing center field, cause I've been seeing this coming round the bend. Get the bands by the trend next summer on the man. Quit playing, got a plan for my comments, This shit is a breeze. Me and my ego, we thick as some thieves. I got tricks up my sleeve, and I'm playing for keeps. I don't answer to no one. All right. Season 13, episode 4 of the podcast. James, welcome back. How you doing?
Doing great. Great to be back with the boys. It's a really shitty rainy day, but not bad.
Yeah, I would have thought that I was going to feel shittier on this shitty day. But
I usually love these days, and today I'm just kind of in between about it.
Yeah, I hit the steam room, so nice. That always kind of helps.
Love the steam room. Just you and the steam.
I know.
I could go for a steamer right now.
All right.
Not a Cleveland.
Oh, my God. Disgusting.
You dog.
So sorry.
Right in that same vein. Brady, how you doing?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. You know, 27. Great year to be alive. A lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
All the time.
Wait, I thought you were 25?
Yeah, 25 in COVID years.
Yeah.
But, yeah, shit, man. Getting old is everybody tells you and you don't listen to them and... it's just never going to stop. I got to get ready for it to never stop.
Yeah.
It's just so much shit going on all the time, and I'm not ready for it. I want to drink and play video games with my buddies, and now I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't it stink?
Yeah, but I'm gonna find a positive spin to it.
Yeah,
do you know what I've been doing lately?
What have you been doing lately?
Been like, yeah, everybody really likes me, so they want me around all the time.
That's awesome. You're just like, oh, I gotta go do this. Everyone loves me.
Yeah. Basically. Oh, God, I have to go have a bunch of beers.
Yeah.
Crumbs.
So my therapist goes, yeah, you should take some time for yourself. Just become a complete narcissist.
I like do that to my mom all the time. Like, if I work on a Saturday, my mom would be like, hey, you do this? I'm like, I work today. I don't want to.
Yeah.
It's like, I need the me time.
But that when they were your age, they could run around in circles and do it all.
And when I say me time, it's just drinking 1,000 beers with my buddies.
Yeah. Just not worrying about everything all the time. Oh, dude, I saw this car that almost flipped over the other day. Just had to put that out there.
No way.
The driver probably had 1,000 beers with his buddies.
it was like, hope not.
Yeah,
it was like standstill traffic, but before it, they must have not seen it upcoming. And this car was literally underneath the one in front of it. So the front tires were on the ground and the top two were on the person's windshield. I saw the person get out of his car, like, go up to the other car, like, what's going on? I'm like, maybe they're not alive. Scary, man. Pay attention
when
you're
driving. Take back my comment.
No, it's okay. I think they're alive.
Yeah, you're so rude.
Well, they're more... I don't know. So they could be alive, couldn't be. So there's no.
You didn't go out and check?
Right? Yep. No. Oh, no. I kept driving.
Brady's just stopping traffic. Hey, pal, you okay? Okay, good.
Dude, I always just keep on moving.
Yeah, there's nothing you could do. Or else what am I going to look? That's going to end up happening to you if you stop. I'm going 80.
Yeah. One time I did, I was driving home in high school, and I was like, I saw a car pulled over and like a guy trying to push it, and I got out and I helped, and I was like, ooh, I really could die right now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah.
And ever since I just like, my anxiety has started peaking. I'm like, can't help you. Can't help you.
You just drive by. You're like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope,
but
nope.
High school me was like, I can move this car with this guy.
And it's like all these crazy things going on in the world. It's like, you have to protect yourself. like at all.
Yeah, times. And I don't even know how to fight at all.
Me neither. Dude, I was thinking about that the other day. It's crazy you brought that up.
Yeah.
Well, Pat, back to your point, it's like you get out of the car and say, hey, do you guys need help? And they say no. You're like, oh, great. Yeah. They're like, I got out and offered.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we got it from here, man. Or like, no, a tow truck's coming. You're like,
that's,
oh, sweet.
Dude, that's another walk of shame, dude.
That's my biggest pet peeve, when people don't say thank you when I hold
the door. Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing it for the thank you, but it's principle. Mm-hmm. Say thank you. It's not hard.
Very easy.
So yesterday, I went to go see my grandma yesterday, and I'm waiting to get on the elevator. The elevators are huge at this place. The elevator opens up. There are four people on motorized scooters getting out of that elevator, causing a traffic jam. And I'm just like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, that's a tough spot for you.
And then my dad's like pushing my grandma under a wheelchair, and he just looks at me, and we both were just like, this is tough right now.
Yeah.
Like these people were like backing into each other. They're like, oh, traffic jam. And I'm just like, oh, no, it's you. Oh, no, it's me.
Like Austin Powers getting stuck in the hallway.
Yeah. And then like one guy genuinely wasn't having any of it. He was just like, all right. He's like, move it. Yeah. You could tell this guy probably runs the table in bingo.
Yeah, like, they go so slow too. They're just running into each other. Nobody's moving. They're just staring at each other. It's so awkward. So awkward.
Yeah, no, that's really what it was. And I was just like, this kind of sucks.
Elevators in general are already so awkward, especially when you fart.
Oh, God.
Never have.
I get so gassy.
I mean, that elevator was smelling.
It's elevation, I think.
Yeah. I'm doing okay, too.
We got way out there on that one.
That's okay.
Pat, no. You don't tell me you're doing good. I'm going to ask you how you did.
I wish I could be doing good. No, I'm feeling all right. I've been noticing like how drastically addicted I am to my phone.
Yeah.
Like I know I'm addicted to my phone. I know. But like at every time like I hit a red light and I reach for it.
Yeah.
And so like today I just threw it in the glove box.
Yeah.
And like drove, and then I was like, "Oh my God, dude, you're thinking about it at every time you can just like stop the car." This thing needs to be thrown in the trash.
I like to go off that. I had something similar happen today. Like I got a text at work saying, hey, have you talked to this guy? And I was driving and I always reply. And then like, I didn't reply for like 20 minutes. And the guy goes, no, have you like talked to this guy? I need to know. And I was like, oh yeah, sorry. I was driving. And he just goes, bullshit, dude. You reply all the time. You didn't have an answer. I'm like, yeah, I just got called out. Yep. Yeah. I'm like, I always reply. And it's like every time I hit a train, I'm like, oh, I can look at maybe get two Bleacher Report articles right now.
I know. I'm always like, if anybody ever needs me, like I need to be there. But every time I get a text message, I just like swipe it up and I don't check it for a little bit.
Yeah. You know,
what am I actually doing here?
Yeah. Like, you know what would really help with all these situations? One, solve fucking traffic. And two, the sun, do things outside. Yeah. What are activities that we can do outside now?
Tag.
You want to go? You want to come over and play tag?
I would love to play tag.
I would love to too, but we would get frowned upon and we get called P. Diddy's.
Dude, imagine three of us just in a park sprinting at each other.
Yeah, and I'm
and also one of our ACLs is out.
Right.
Oh, we're slipping on wood chips for sure.
Dude, I try to juke
adult activities.
Yeah, I try to fucking dodge Brady, and I just fucking tear.
Yeah, and I'd feel bad for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I'd be like, Brady, it's not your fault.
And I would that would make me think it was even more my fault.
Yeah.
All right.
How so did Brady
we're all doing great?
Yeah. No, to go off that, I'd be like, how did Brady become an alcoholic? Clifford tore his ACL.
Yeah. God, that'd be such a good story to tell people when I just moved to Florida and live on the beach, and they're like, oh, why do you sit at the end of this bar all day?
You're
long?
A crazy fisherman.
Oh, funny enough, my friend, he tore his ACL while we were playing tag. Oh, that must have been a long time ago. Nope, 2 years ago. Two years ago.
And I've been living in Florida ever since. Yep. Can't look him in the eye. Nope. We had a podcast together, the whole thing. We were really close.
You're like the guy in Jaws.
What guy?
Like the crazy fisherman in Jaws.
Oh, yeah.
Who's telling war stories, and they're like, this guy's Fred tore his ACL, and he's crazy.
I honestly wouldn't want you to tear your ACL, Pat, but if it got me to Florida,
I'd be fine. Witness protection program in Florida. Dude.
There's nothing to do. Like, there's nothing to do. That's why we're always on our phones. I don't even have a fucking window in my office. Like, I'm just inside all the time.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Tough.
And it's like, okay, at least I got to leave work and it's dark.
Yeah.
We got to do something.
We got to figure it out.
We got to do something about this. And I don't know what it is yet.
Let's check the weather. Should we check the weather?
It's almost like you can't even hang out with people anymore. Yeah. It's like,
I hate everybody.
What are all these adult males doing together? That's so lame. Fuck you, social media. We're hanging out. This is what real people do.
It's going to snow on Wednesday.
Oh, James. All right. Okay, I watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Not the real one, but okay.
James, please. I'm going through some things right now. And I love that movie. I think Johnny Depp plays a great character. People are like, oh, he's creepy. Yeah, he's supposed to be. He has the world's largest chocolate factory in the world. World's largest chocolate factory in the world. Yeah, I said that,
movie's
right?
Movie's so
yeah.
weird.
You're weird.
I'm very weird.
So yeah. You should love it.
No, the first one's the best one with Gene Wilder. That's the movie I grew up watching.
Okay, it's called Adapt or Die. It's new. It's the new one. I like the new one better.
Not the newest
oh,
one.
Oh, like you like the new Space Jam?
Oh.
What's his deal with
it? I'm sorry. That was mean. I like Willy Wonka. I'm a Willy Wonka guy.
Dude, LeBron's okay. pretty good.
I'm sorry. That was mean.
There is a food. It's called the Wonka Bar. I like it. I wish it would exist in real life. I'm not talking anymore.
What about a Gobstopper?
That would be awesome. No, Gobstoppers are real.
Yeah. They made a Wonka Bar.
Yeah, but it got discontinued because they couldn't make it. Dude, fucking Nilo said the same thing to me today. I'm obviously talking about where if you bite into this chocolate, it's the greatest thing you've ever been
true,
into.
True,
just facts. Like in the movie that right. I like.
Like it's
so true.
It's like probably so good.
Yeah, yeah. Probably, James.
They made like didn't they make like replicas like because they were like nerds
yes, but they got discontinued because they couldn't yeah, figure out up. How to do it like Willy Wonka.
No it's one makes fake. It like Willy.
It's Fugazi. It's fake. It's not real. Yeah. We're talking about not real stuff here. Okay. I want the Wonka Bar to be created. Someone else would say Krabby Patty. I'm looking to hear your suit opinion on that.
What about a Good Burger?
Perfect.
Dude,
good answer,
dude.
James,
I was
on.
Legit thinking about the Good Burger too, but then I was like, "Oh, I've had a Good Burger before." You know?
No, but it's not the same.
Like you see that Good Burger, no, and you're like, "I want to eat that."
You would work at Mondo Burger.
Yeah. Oh, with Kurt. Kurt's yeah. going to jail.
You and Kurt would be best pals,
dude. You
wearing those outfits,
dude. You are definitely working at Mondo Burger.
Yeah.
James, come hang out. No, can't working at Mondo yeah. Burger.
You hate Good Burger.
I probably would be like the guy
then
like
Good Burger can't be your answer.
I would probably be like the guy like fuck those people over yeah. there.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of wish a Mondo Burger existed too.
Yeah,
just a ginormous burger, sure.
Like when he puts them up to his ears, he's like, yeah. "How does it sound?" I don't know.
I'll take a Good Burger with nothing on. Well, sir, yeah. you ordered nothing on it.
Or how fire do you think Ed's sauce is?
James, this is the point of the segment.
I'm saying, like, how do you think that sauce is probably really good?
The best ever.
Especially when he puts his hand in it.
Yes, and then when the milkshake probably tastes great that he lives in. He lives in the milkshake container.
Yeah. So the kelp subject. Shake. Kelp shake.
All right.
Same like SpongeBob Krabby Patty. If I could have a Krabby Patty and a kelp shake, why not?
Would you guys want to try the Chum Bucket just to try it?
Mm-mm.
I'd have to.
Sucks.
I'd have to. I would imagine that they got a pretty good bar menu. You know, like little little bites, maybe like a nice happy hour.
Some poppers.
Or it's actually probably like a very disappointing hour.
That's actually like
where it's like they spit on everything.
High level thinking.
Like thank
his
you.
His appetizers probably are great, but nobody goes to somewhere that only has great appetizers, and that's why he needs the burger.
Right.
The recipe. The secret. Oh, what is it? Ravioli, ravioli.
Give me the formioli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
Do nice. We think like the salty spittoon is just like straight like chips, like no food actually?
It's, no, it's no probably food. Like medieval times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just chicken.
Yeah. Just like bone in. Yeah. But it's like probably,
peanuts too.
Yeah,
no,
probably like flounder.
You probably just get the chicken. They just give you a chicken.
Underwater
gotta,
chicken.
You gotta figure it out.
Like you gotta cut that head off, right? Oh
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Well, how tough are you?
Yeah,
I had a bowl of nails for breakfast. Oh, without any milk.
Go right in, sir.
And then Weenie Hut General.
Yeah, I'd spend a lot of time there.
Because
I'm not tough.
I wish I thought about this a little bit more. You gotta imagine there's been some pretty good food items. What? Obviously the Ed, Edd n Eddy's. Jawbreaker.
Jawbreaker. Yeah, great answer.
Dude, if you could, the pure size of it relative to their head was so impressive.
Yeah, and they literally spent all their time trying to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And then they made them, but they were so much smaller, and there's no way the human mouth could work that well.
What's this? What's the 2x4's name?
Plank?
Plank, yeah.
Yeah.
That's me. Yeah. I'm Plank.
Yeah. All right. Any more imaginary food items
you guys I'm trying to think, like...
Didn't watch a lot of stuff growing up, huh?
Dork.
I'm like trying to think of like famous like restaurants from like TV shows when we were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a goal.
That's no. You started this war.
I'll finish it.
Oh, okay. Dude,
I'm just like trying to think of like imaginary items that like people would
tacos yeah, from iCarly. I could keep going.
All right, let's keep moving. All right. Let's get out of here.
Something else. Wait, you got something?
No. It'll move on. Yeah.
Okay. Another thing that's been wrapping my brain. I don't particularly understand collections. I saw like an ad on Instagram today where it's like, if you take a picture of your penny, you could find out that it's worth $400. And I was like, how is something that's worth 1 cent, someone's going to buy it for $400? Yep. And is it solely because people are so bored and want to be something so bad that they'll start a collection of something random like a penny?
Yeah.
Or like all New York quarters or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Another thing about that whole world is like, why aren't you not making money on the side? Like, why don't you just flip couches? Yeah. What, dude? Like, what do you mean? Okay, so I'm going to buy this couch from a family that's getting rid of it for $100. And then since they were struggling to sell it for $100, I'm going to try and up it to $500 and it'll definitely sell right away.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what are we thinking, dude?
Like, refurbishing things? I don't get it.
I get the refurbishing. Like, if you got, like, a dresser at, like, Goodwill and then you, like, sanded it and you're, like, a handyman and you painted it, you could probably upsell that. But, like, dude,
you gotta put some effort into that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, flip couches. What?
Yeah.
Shut up, dude.
No, I'm not having it. So yeah, the coins I really don't. I like tangible things that I like to buy things that I can use, especially food.
Yeah,
I use food to fuel me.
Food is good.
Me happy.
It's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, I agree. I like food. It's good. All right.
Yeah, it also blows my mind. Like playing cards or like sports cards. Yeah. I get it. Like people want to know, like have that Shohei Ohtani rookie card.
Why?
Like why?
Why? How is that worth $5,000?
Is that actually worth it?
Oh, yeah.
It's more, probably.
Dude, these cards are insane. These are people's jobs now. That's all they do. They just flip cards and they make millions.
It's like literally like now like the streamers are getting into it too. Like, oh, I just got this like card and...
But like the biggest thing for me is like they're just selling it to sell it. Like there's this kid who does YouTube videos. He's like, I'm turning a penny into a car. And like he'll just go to a shoe convention, buy a pair of shoes, then sell it back to somebody else and just keep doing this. And I'm like, what is this?
Right.
What is this? Bitcoin? Is this what Bitcoin is?
Is this crypto?
Yeah. Should we just start hitting like antique shows?
Is this the world?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this what Bitcoin is?
I am going to turn my broom into a boat.
Yeah, and like what values it? The market? It's inflated and not real. People
but it's
are
just
so dumb.
But it's all just like trades at the lunch table. It's like I value your snack pack more than my banana
but
or whatever.
That's totally
or
understandable.
Like, right.
That's tangible.
Right. But like if I had Doritos and you had like let's say what's something I like salt and vinegar chips.
There you go.
And you didn't want them. Like those salt and vinegar chips are more valuable to me and these Doritos are more valuable to you. So I could try and upcharge you, but you could try and upcharge me. How about we just fair trade? So broom for a dustpan, no problem, you know? And then the next thing you know, you have a boat.
Oh. So that's crypto.
Yep, that's crypto.
I was talking crypto.
Yeah. So
I think we should try like one of these weekends, be like, all right, we got 50 cents and we're going to turn that into a like.
Yeah, why do you think I go to Rivers, James?
You know how fucked I would get? I'd be like, oh yeah, he just sold me these shoes for $200. Oh, you just got swindled. Those aren't real.
Here's Bill Swindler at it again.
Gosh darn it, I put my trust in the people again. Rats.
And like when people get things and they get certificates, like how real are those certificates? Like
certificate? Who is the person signing?
Yeah, like who is the person like, yep, that's real.
Yeah, that better not be a government job. We have my tax dollars. You know what I'm saying?
I was just curious. I called like some memorabilia place because I have some like good autographed baseballs. Mark McGuire 1998 autographed baseball. You would think that would be like maybe a couple hundred bucks the year he broke the record. This guy's like, do you have two forms of authenticity? I'm like,
yeah.
No.
Is it PSA? What PSA is it? What PSI or whatever?
Yeah, he's just like, he's like, I need to see two forms. He goes, then I'll buy it for like 200 bucks. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, I can go make one. It
yeah, I'm not back. Doing this for 200 bucks.
Buddy. Yeah, I was yeah. like, I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, I'm like, goodbye.
Just
yeah.
goes back. Too many people.
I'd rather throw this. Sun. Yeah, I'd rather throw this in the Des Plaines River than do work for you for $200.
Yes.
Yeah. yeah.
All right. Nice collections.
Yeah. I got a couple notes app things I wrote down.
Let me hear it.
I got to work through a couple of these.
All right. Let it rip.
So one of them was, what would you do for birthday luck? Like birthday lock when it comes to gambling, but you don't know for sure. Like every couple of years when you place bets on your birthday, uh-huh. they just happen to win. But you just think it's a coincidence that you hit your stride right on your birthday.
Uh-huh.
But you're pretty convincing, you're convincing yourself that like you can't lose on your birthday.
Yeah, but I'm a person who needs to 100% know.
Right. You don't. You never do. But you always win on your birthday. You just never are 100% sure that you're definitely going to win.
That sounds awesome. Because I like
really
I,
does it?
If I knew that I was going to win and I won, I'd be like, okay, well, I already knew.
No, but yeah.
But I don't know. So it's like, fuck yeah, I'm him.
Right. But
you're like, strutting you, like you're like, boom.
But the thing is, like, you're never going to, because you don't know, you're never going to put that huge bet to like make. No, like $1,000 on the whatever, you know, never mind. Okay. Yeah, year 10 comes around and Brady's got a new fucking boat.
Dude, I've had
five boats. I
follow the signs. There could be one day if you feel me when I'm feeling really frisky and I'm six beers in and I'm the richest person in the world, I'd be like, oh, look at that. There's a car. It's yellow. Okay. Oregon money line, $500.
Yes.
But this is more consistent. This is on my birthday every year. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to keep upping it.
Yeah.
You're always seeing a yellow car.
The question is, what would you do for it?
$1,000.
No. Like, what would you do to have that?
Oh. I don't know.
Or what would you give up?
Like, that's a really good give back. So, like, the give and take, I'm trying to even it out. I would have to give up Taco Bell. Because that's the only other thing that I know for sure I'm going to like.
That you
but
love.
I also don't know for sure if I'm going to be on the toilet.
Right. Yeah. That's a good one.
Same.
Yeah. I would have to.
Like, I have a good feeling every time that I'm going to be okay. But those once in a blue moon.
Right.
No pun intended.
Whoa. Take it easy.
Thank you, James. Thank you, brother.
I think I would have to give up drinking.
Yeah, that's too easy for me.
Yeah.
You love
forever?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Way.
No.
Dude, for birthday locks? Come on.
Okay, I'm happy for you.
It would be really tough, but like if I but that's the thing with this dumb question is that like why am I giving it up if I don't know for sure? You know? So that's where the hypothetical question is, it's got some holes to it.
Yeah,
so,
can I just do the thing that I always do and be like, I'm giving up drinking until I want to drink again?
Yeah, exactly.
Until everybody's going out.
Yeah, what if you just gave up gambling and it's like, well, little does he know, giving up gambling means that he's going to win every bet. Crap.
Oh, and I can't go down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, I know.
I went down one the other day on Twitter and I'm not the same.
Yeah.
Oh, is that when we were talking about the crazy?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Next thing, I saw a video of Luka hitting a game-sealing free throw and then yelling at the old GM of the Kings who passed up on Luka on draft day.
Yeah.
Do you remember that draft at all?
Marvin Bagley, I believe.
Yes.
Ayton.
Mm-hmm.
Trae Young.
Trae Young was in it, but in order, it was Ayton, then Bagley, then Luka.
Well, then Luka by the Atlanta Hawks, then...
Right.
The Mavs took
Trae Young,
and then they swapped.
Is Marvin Bagley even in the league anymore?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he is, I think.
Right? I don't know. Like, he might be G League.
Oh, I thought he was on the Pistons for a little bit. But yeah. Then it was Jaren Jackson, Trae Young. Like, this draft was
Wendell Carter.
Yeah, and Mo Bamba went right before, and then we got Wendell Carter. Mm. Colin Sexton, we can skip a couple. Mikal Bridges, Shea.
Someone went late there.
Miles Bridges, Michael Porter, Dante DiVincenzo, Lonnie Walker, Kevin Huerter, Robert Williams, who was good for a year. Anthony Simmons, Chandler Hutchinson,
wow,
and Grayson Allen. Right?
Yeah, Chandler Hutchinson. What team is he on now?
He's not in the league.
I would say he's in China or
he
something.
He was on the Bulls, and then he was on the Wizards, and I do believe he is in China. I liked him a lot. I mean, he's a good guy, not a good basketball player.
Good guy. Fundamentally sound good guy. You take him over to your parents' house.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those were a couple of notes, Abs, and I feel like I was going to dive into a couple more. But none were that much better.
Let me see if I have any notes apps. I've been getting pretty high.
Yeah, dude, the notes apps are great. So last night I counted the amount of correct picks you would need for a perfect packet, and it's 63. I don't know.
What was that you just said?
63. That was just like one of the other things on a note.
You would need to do what for 63?
Perfect bracket. Pick 63 things correctly in a row.
Yeah, I'm going to have a tough time getting two.
Yeah,
I was perfect after day one. I'm like, oh, feeling good. Like, this might be it. And then the next day, just boom. Yeah.
I wasn't perfect after the first two games.
You really do look at it. You're like, oh, like this is the year it's going to be perfect.
It's the biggest tease on planet Earth.
You're like,
nothing even close to it.
You're like, there's no way this team can lose. Or
you
like,
can get me five or six times, but you usually can't get me 20 times. And the tournament has gotten me 20 times.
Tournament's gotten me a lot. Okay, so now this note about the 63 is starting to make more sense. Not really, but okay. All right, so this wasn't last night, but it was a couple nights ago. I go, last night I counted the amount of correct picks you would need to have a perfect bracket. 63. Then the next night, I'm getting back from lunch, and I counted the rest of my cash, and it was 63. Now, I believe in a little bit of karma, and I believe you get good, you give good, you get good. So what does this mean?
Nine. Nine. Something about nine.
Is there any number?
The Detroit Tigers play today.
Who's number nine on the Tigers?
He used to be number nine, Mr. Baez.
I was going to say, I'm like, yeah, he's 28.
Yeah, I know, James.
Okay, no, I'm
no,
just
no, 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 no. Me and you were fighting today. You have literally 15 minutes before the Detroit Tigers play against the Mets.
Ah, crumbs.
Hobby right. Baez, homer.
Sean Manea is pitching for the Mets.
Yeah.
Lefty on righty matchup.
Crap.
Dude, Steve Stone was fucking grilling Javi the other day. He was like,
he does not like him at all.
But he was so right. He was like, if it was 0-2, and he was like, just throw this one in the dirt and you'll be just fine. I was like, okay, that's a little too far as for an announcer, but he's right. Just throws a fastball right down the middle. He punches one into right field.
Like, if you were Steve Stone, though, wouldn't you just not care anymore? Like, fuck this. Like, this is just such a joke.
I literally was thinking about that on opening day. I was like, why is this guy still doing this?
Like,
all right, 10 to win 90.
Yeah, that's a winner. But we could just transition right into baseball right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Perfect.
We're talking about it. Nice, James. The Dodgers are dumb. I don't care if it's the first three games. They are as good on paper as they are in real life. Just chalk up the season. I'm not even somewhat kidding. I have no hope for anybody else.
I would say, yeah, I agree with you. But, like, I'd say the Yankees and Braves got to be, like, distant seconds.
Yeah.
Perfect. Distant.
Distant
like,
seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Braves are real good.
Yeah, but the Dodgers are the best team ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be pretty self-explanatory as the season progresses.
Like, I hope to God I'm wrong, but let's just listen to this real quick. They have James Paxton on the mound, who I forgot they had. Leading off, Mookie Betts. Batting second, Shohei Ohtani. Third, Freddie Freeman. Fourth, Will Smith. Five, Max Muncy. Six, Teoscar Hernandez. Seven, James Outman. Eight, Crush Taylor. Nine, Gavin Lux. Like, their worst player is Gavin Lux, who was a top five prospect.
Yep.
Gavin Lux could be batting second or third on any other team.
Teoscar Hernandez is batting sixth.
Yeah. Tim Anderson's now batting seventh for Miami. That just shows you.
Dude, like, and then they have, God. Bueller, Kershaw, Paxton.
Yeah.
Next year.
Who's that? Dustin May.
Yeah. And then the kid who started for them on opening day in the States had no idea that those games in Korea counted, and I just honestly didn't. It had nothing to do with Korea.
Were they even on national? Like, were they nationally televised? Obviously, I know there's a time difference.
They were at 5 a.m.
If you consider crack streams, national television, then
shout out Stream East.
Oh, sorry, Tyler Glasnow.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh, what a bum.
Stream East doesn't have MLB. Fun
really?
Fact.
Does it?
No.
Oh yeah, Bobby Miller too. Like they're just like, I hate to be this guy. I would love to speculate with you guys, but in my brain I just can't. And I thought starting on opening day for 5 seconds that the Rangers could repeat. But I don't know, man. I really don't think so.
I mean, Rangers looked when they beat the shit out of the Cubs the other night. That was tough. But, yeah, you're right. The Dodgers, like, you would think, like, maybe, like, they don't have it. Like, they're going to be, like, a failed super team. No, they do.
Their first four hitters can go 0-for and they can win baseball games. That's impossible.
Yeah.
Dude, there's, like, four distinct categories of the MLB. And okay. It's just disgusting. And you could kind of rope all... like the top teams just into one, and then like, well, they got some cool players, and then just like turd nuggets. Yeah.
And then,
like, it's so drastic, the good to the like, you know?
Well, there's like great teams that you're talking about in the Braves and the Orioles, and then there's the middle of the pack teams like the Miami Marlins and like
Mariners.
The Rays and the Cubs and Phillies. And then you have the suck fest, and then you have. The Dodgers.
Right.
They are in a category of their own. I hope I sound so stupid. I hope we could replay this and it could be like, I love Josh Giddey next day, guys, with little girls.
You bring up the Josh Giddey take more than anybody.
Then we do. I hold myself accountable.
Yeah.
It's just rarely. Does he still have the clip of you just going, I love Josh Giddey?
I tried to get someone from the government to get his phone, but they couldn't. He's too smart or he's too dumb.
It's a mix.
It's a little bit of both.
They can't find him.
But yeah, it's like the Dodgers. It's just they're them, and they're going to freaking just steamroll everybody.
Yeah.
And it's like you still got the people on Twitter like, oh, they're going to lose to like, you know, the Phillies or someone in the first round. That's not going
to
happen.
Yeah. And we can go to our teams now. The Cubs are like whatever to me. James, I'm sure you're more high on them, which is fine.
Yes.
I can't stand Kyle Hendricks, man. I don't know what,
no, I don't like
I don't
him
know
either.
What it is. But that's the biggest piece of why I think they're just whatever is their pitching. Just not good. And Justin Steele just went down. Shota looked great today, which is awesome. But the Colorado Rockies, I forget. We've talked about this. When I try and name every team, I forget them every time.
Yeah.
They lost 16-1 on opening day.
Yep.
It's either are they that bad or the Diamondbacks that good?
Or is it like you can hit a pop-up at their park and it's a home run and they still suck?
Yeah, they are like they are bad.
Yeah.
Not as bad as us.
Yeah. The White Sox is next, and I'll let Pat take the reins on that if he wants.
Go off, King. Go off.
There's not much to go off on yet. I was watching a little bit of the game today, and I got mad after about an inning and a half. It's for the start of the year. I know that our team isn't good, right? That's a fact. Will we win the division? Probably. But to have zero morale, sense of team, any hope of like try.
They're so
for the first series of the season
against division rival.
Against a dog shit division rival. Yeah. And you don't put any kind of anything together. Like we couldn't string two hits together. We had 30 at bats. We didn't get through the lineup until the fourth inning. Like our biggest in opening day for us, we never had more than four batters in an inning.
Yeah, they're just blah. They are vanilla ice cream in the off.
Dude, they are
vanilla ice cream.
They are vanilla ice cream that you left on the counter and then moved out. And then somebody moved back in to that place about 3 years later. And they're like, oh my God, who left ice cream on the counter? It's leaking. It's gross. It's still all the same ingredients.
So they just refroze it.
Yeah.
It's like there's mold maybe in it too.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, we can't throw this in the trash. Let's have it freeze just a little bit more. So they put it back and forgot about it.
That's literally what Jerry Reinsdorf is.
Yeah. And then they're like.
It does look like moldy ice cream.
Oh, man. It kind of smells near the refrigerator. We should probably get a new refrigerator. So they unplug the fridge, take it outside, leave it for the garbage disposal to take, and nobody sees the refrigerator, so it just sits there for a couple of months, and then somebody, like a raccoon, opens it, looks at it, and then finally throws it correctly into the trash.
Yeah, but like that's who Jerry Reinsdorf is as an owner, and I guess you're
and I'm the raccoon.
Your secret GM. It's like he goes into the clubhouse, looks at the team, and is like, "That's melted ice cream." He's like, "Oh, well, guess what I could do with that? Refreeze it, and that's it. That's gonna make the team
and then
better.
Sell it again."
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Like, more money.
Yeah,
guys, this is why we have freezers.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what Walt Disney did. So now Jerry Reinsdorf's trying to do the same thing.
Hey, guys, this is why we have Paul DeYoung.
Yeah. I can't give you any currency right now. All my assets are frozen.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. Yes.
Come on, man.
That we're back.
Yeah, we're so back.
But no, it's like on opening day, like the Sox, like I'm watching the game, and it's like normally you see them all doing, you know, handshakes in the dugout. You're getting excited. Like I said, it's a new season. You're like, hey, maybe we surprise people. You have not seen that. They are just deader than dead.
I don't think any single player on the team would grab a drink with another single player from the team.
Yeah, no way.
This feels like you went to one state and picked up one person from each and then just had them go do something together.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but it's like,
what is it about states that we just don't like each other?
Yeah, right? It'd be like, and everybody's wearing something different. It's like, oh, man, we're picking up fucking Kansas City Chief fan right now.
Yeah. Ugh,
and it's just me.
Doesn't it feel like even if you're not wearing like a Bears or Chicago sports thing, if you're in a different state, you think people are looking at you differently? How in the world could they possibly tell where you're from?
Right? Even while like wearing a White Sox hat down the road, like in like California, yeah, people would be like, oh, he probably just likes the hat. Nobody's yeah really
I mean,
a fan of
it is like
them
a popular yeah hat. Everyone yeah loves that hat.
Yeah, thanks, Eazy-E.
Nice one.
Come on. I am starting to rifle 20 minutes into this episode.
Yeah, you are. Javi Baez with a rifle one, too.
You fucking
are we all just taking that right now?
Well, I already did, so hop on.
So the last thing I have to say is that the Sox are miserable, not trying to be mean. Pat just said it, okay, too. But so is the division. The division is so, so, so bad. So, yes, Pat, it will be hilarious.
It will be so funny, dude. 0-4, so we lose to Detroit by a combined 3 runs.
0-4? I thought you won the second game.
No. We were up, and then they tied it. It went to extras, then we lost.
No way. They were killing them.
Yeah, and I had a
Sorry.
Don't be. No. We're 0-4.
I'm not sorry for you. I'm sorry that I said that they won a game.
Oh, don't worry about it.
That division, though, is so bad. Like, you really don't know who's going to win it.
Dude, for some, my idiotic brain, after the Tigers series was over, I was like, oh, man, we're 3-0.
Yeah.
We didn't win a single game.
But, okay.
I just assume when you see your teams facing the Tigers that it's just a win.
Tell me if this is a disrespectful place to go. And it all depends on how you're viewing the team, and I really don't know because I do know it's going to be hilarious that they win the division, but it shouldn't be hilarious that your team wins the division. So I'm not exactly sure where you are.
Right.
They need to go.
The Sox. Yes.
If it's not a time to talk about it, I get it. We could talk about it at a future date, but it's like nobody's going to the games. Yeah. I understand it's cold and it's rainy, and maybe in a week or two they could change the past 10 years of no one going to the games, but it's just, like you're saying, with the product they're putting out, too, it's just miserable. It's not good for anybody, especially your fans.
Right. I will go against that just a little bit because once the season starts, everybody's first thing is like, oh, great, let's get back to the ballpark.
Right.
So the first series was relatively crowded. Like I saw Luis's home run replays and the bleachers were packed. And I was like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, but it's like you should
like, why are you there?
Out the stadium. This is Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, we should if there was something to go see. Like, I was talking with my dad, and it's like once that season's back mojo kind of wears off and people got their fix of going to the ballpark, having a little good time.
You get that dog and a beer.
Yeah, and you spend $90 on 4 beers, and then you're like, okay, that was enough. And now you wait a couple months, and then
you're chomping for football
season. Yeah, exactly. And like maybe the only reason to get back.
So sad.
Maybe the only reason to get back to the G spot is to see Aaron Judge like hit a home run off any pitcher.
Or even concerts.
We don't have concerts there.
That's true. Sorry.
Jesus Christ, James. We have nothing.
Well, they have concerts after the game, but they all get canceled.
Yeah. And we get fire. It's about time those fireworks get canceled too. But
yeah. I,
And no firearms in the stadium either.
I just think it's not good for any parties involved.
Yeah, but the main thing is that it just doesn't look like a team.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't feel like a team.
Right.
Like, there's no, like, I don't even think they want to turn a double play because they don't want to get more people involved.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry.
Like, they're, yeah.
Like, it's like a ground out is already putting too many people into a play.
That's
God
tough.
God forbid three people have to touch the ball.
That's tough.
Hey, Luis, it's Andrew Vaughn's birthday. Did you wish him a happy birthday? Who? Andrew Vaughn.
Yeah, right? And it's like, even on the fly balls, like, they just don't communicate.
No way
he just goes and takes everything.
No way Eli knows anybody's name on that team.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not around long enough to figure anything out.
I noticed yesterday when he walked back to that dugout, Pedro Grifol looked at him just like, I have no words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A disappointed dad.
I mean, but that guy sucks too.
Yeah, but it's like a disappointed, estranged father. It's like, how can you be so disappointed you're not trying to be a father?
No, he's the weird stepdad that, like, thinks he's tight with everybody, but no.
Yeah, I would just go against, like, it's just a dog shit organization, dog shit owners, dog shit players, no fucking want.
That's what I'm saying.
Just end it. Just, like, go.
Yeah, but the bummer is that we're going to win the division and things are going to seem fine for Jerry Reinsdorf.
So you're at that point where you just don't want them to win. Like, you want it to be so bad.
Yes, reverse psychology, James.
Good for
I don't want to win a game. Wait, no, that now I'm not reverse. Fuck. I'm getting too lost in my own tricks now.
We're having battles with ourselves.
Let's get out of here.
Let's get to something that's actually happening.
Okay.
Hoops. I love them. You guys love hoops?
Hoops are fun.
Hoops. Sometimes hoops are going to break your fucking heart.
Not great.
And my heart got broken, and we're going to get to it. But I'll never ask for this again, other than if it's for North Carolina. Just show me some grace today on this episode, and while we're talking about this, because I'm already going to fucking cry. I have a blog written. I don't know if I want to put it out. I get very vulnerable. I don't want to make this all about me because it is a three-person podcast.
It's about you right now.
But I don't know what it is. I don't know why I love them so much. It doesn't make any sense to me either. So when you're looking at, like, my Instagram posts and, like, see me freak out at the bar or whatever, I don't know what it is, but I can't help it. I am so in love with the North Carolina Tar Heels, and whenever they're on, I want them to win, and I want them to win at any cost. Now, I'll never root for someone to get injured, but if someone on the other team gets injured, I'm, like, not going to not
clap. You're not going to hate it.
I'm not going to not clap.
And that's the psycho where I'm at with this team.
That's insane.
So it needs to be said before we talk about all these games. But let's start with the East. UConn beats the shit out of San Diego State, 82-52, and then U of I beats Iowa State, 72-69. U of I Iowa State game was awesome.
It was fun.
I think they were so evenly matched, and it was like just somebody's got to win the game, and it turned out to be U of I.
Yep.
I thought they were going to blow it.
Yeah, I mean, well, it wouldn't really be. It's that you can't really, like, blow it in March though.
But they
it's
were
it's always going to come back. Someone's always going to come back unless you
can. Like, I think they were up by like 9 and like this was like 10 minutes left. So I'm like, all right, Iowa State's going to make it close.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
I don't have any thoughts on either one of those. Yeah. I mean, San Diego State, I really thought that they would keep it close, and for a little bit they did, but that's just because you start 0-0.
Yeah. And then that led to UConn beating the shit out of U of I 77-52.
That they did not beat the shit out of U of I. They literally massacred them.
Yeah, and U of I did not help themselves. I believe it was 8 minutes into the second half.
30-0 run.
Yeah, that's impossible.
That's literally like, you know, we're talking about Space Jam. That's the Monstars right there.
But here's the thing. It's not just U of I that's doing this.
Like, oh, yeah.
They're just, UConn is, I'm going to say it right now, I don't care. They are the best college basketball team I've ever seen play the game.
I have no arguments with that.
All five of them are moving at all times, setting picks. They can all do exactly what they need to do, and they love playing for Danny Hurley. and I am starting to love Danny Hurley.
He's great.
And when you start to, when, for me, it's all about winning. That's all that matters. Not in my own life, but in sports life.
Yeah.
Like, all that matters is if you win, I'm going to start to like you. And you can say whatever you want. You can do whatever you want and say whatever you want, and that's kind of what he's doing. Now, we're going to get to what Zach Edey said, because you're not allowed to do that, pal. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they are the best team I've ever seen. And, obviously, I'm going to spin it to, yeah, well, it was never going to be North Carolina anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, they just, like, when you're watching that game the other day, they just wouldn't stop scoring.
They just never stop scoring. It's completely right, James. They just never stop.
It's just like, it's like the kid in Kicking and Screaming. He goes, and they just scored, scored, scored. He's like, and I had to take a headache after. He's like, I had to take an Advil.
And that's why I'm not too, like, upset. Like, if I was a U of I fan, sure, you didn't score for 8 minutes, and that sucks. But guess what? They didn't stop scoring while you didn't either. They just kept going. There's, even if you scored during that time period, they're still going to beat the shit out of you.
Like, Dan Hurley is literally, like, no mercy in this dojo.
Yeah.
Like, really? He does not mess around.
I agree.
And I also don't understand how you let people score 30 unanswered points on you.
Yeah.
It's where it's like you're a Big Ten basketball team. You've beaten a lot of great competitors.
You're
the 10th best team in America.
Mm-hmm.
How do you just let other kids your age just embarrass you for 8 straight minutes? Like, the first 18 minutes of the game were good. It was tied. And then you just let these guys go 30 unanswered. 30? Like, when you see 15, you're like, holy cow, like, 15-0 run?
Or even like a 15-5 run, you're like, wow, that's like, you know.
How about a 10-0 run in March in the second half? You're like, oh, shit. Like, yeah. This game just got out of hand quickly.
30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I would hit somebody. Yeah. Like, not foul. I would hit somebody. Like,
my girlfriend's dad is not very animated, but I went down to the bathroom, downstairs to the bathroom, and I hear him. What the hell is going on? And I'm like, oh, shit, someone must have, like, dunked on somebody or something. And I come upstairs, and I'm like, wait, they had 23 points at halftime. He goes, yeah. I'm like, oh, shit.
Here's the thing, though, too. It's like, Illinois never called a timeout either. It just kept going and going and going.
You know, like, when you were at the casino, or, like, other people in movies are at the casino, and you're just spiraling.
Yeah,
that's what happened to Brad Underwood. Yeah. He was just spiraling. He was like, this one's going to be the one. No, this one's going to be the one 30 fucking times.
Yeah.
Like,
Brad.
I'm surprised you just didn't say to Danny Hurley, like, can you just stop for 2 seconds? Like, let me try to save face.
Let me get my seniors in.
Yeah, my dad is the same way you are when, like, watching a game. He, like, you just can't control what it is. And my dad doesn't watch U of I basketball because he knows what it does to him.
Fuck.
That's and so he, obviously my parents hosted for Easter, but the night before he like turned it on and he was like, and he was telling me earlier today, he was like, this is why I don't watch.
Yeah.
Because I knew they lost when they interviewed our coach for the first time. And he was like, the question was something to the extent of, how do you feel like you need to change your approach now that things are kind of halted? And he goes, that's how we've been running all year. We're not going to change now. Mm. Are you fucking
the best
kidding
team
me?
Ever? You're not going to change your gameplay and go into the best team.
What do you mean? It's like, it's like every ick or whatever. It's every bullshit I've had with a coach ever where it's like, you have your ideology about how you want this game run, but the other team has their own strong suits. So how about we use ours rather than your little dumb movement of game that you think.
It's
works.
Literally confirmed math that this is the only tournament that doesn't make any sense. And how many times have people gone back to back? Very, very, very rarely, right?
Right.
So there, it's right on the paper. You have to change.
Yeah, you have to switch like, something up.
You actually have to. It's not about if you want to.
Yeah.
It's that you have to.
Yeah. The saying of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You think after like a 15 run. Yeah. That it's broken. So it's,
and you're
fix
taking
it.
At least a couple of timeouts. Yeah. Like, hey, it's we like, need to get it together. No. Slow it down.
This got us this far. We're not changing now. Well, you weren't down 30 before.
Also, okay, here, UConn, watch this tape. They're going to do this tomorrow.
Yeah, because you have a coach who's so stuck in his pride that he knows how to work things where it's like, dude, just switch up the approach a little bit. See how the kids react. Like, I just don't get it.
Everything.
All these kids are hoopers. Like, let them go hoop.
Like, maybe put your center as point guard. Maybe try it.
Magic Johnson.
Oh, yeah. My God. Your season's on the line.
Like, your first Elite Eight appearance since 2005. You got everyone, like, in the areas going nuts. And just try something crazy.
Dude, I don't get it. It's like you have some freak of nature athletes, and you're like, all right, let's slow. Yeah. Let's slow it down. It's like, UConn's not going to slow down for you. What the fuck do you think? Are you? It's what's like, happening?
It's like, hey, guys, like, listen, you're the best team in the country. Just go easy on us.
Yeah. It's like, you guys know Nikki Cass, the...
Yeah, that guy's hilarious. He does, like, the...
Yeah, he does voices. Yeah, he put the pillow on her stomach and did, like, the dad teaching kids baseball.
It's the greatest
and he's
thing ever.
Roping grounders. He's like... Oh, you could cry about it? You could tell a batter in the game not to hit it as hard?
Yeah.
No? Yeah? How about you stay in front of the ball? They're not going to hit
it. He's probably the most underrated creator on the internet at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's not with, like, I'm not saying, like, Barstool, but, like, he doesn't have, like, his own big media company.
Well,
or like,
he's doing that shit with John Boy, those games that they play for DraftKings.
Oh, shit. Okay, never mind.
But he's honestly might, like, look at the stats and shit and be like, I might be able to just do this on my own.
Yeah.
But I totally agree with you. He would fit in perfectly at Barstool. But, like, Barstool doesn't really do, like, a ton of skits and stuff. They're just kind of themselves.
That's why, like, Joey Molinaro never really worked there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe we start Skit Stool.
Dude, one of the things... I've seen, like, a couple... Shut up. I've seen a couple of interviews with Nikki, and he's, like... I don't know what about, like, being an influencer does to, like... listening to an interview in my head, but he's like talking about like motivational shit. And I'm like, dude,
yeah,
I kind of, you got to know your lane, dude. You're doing skits. Like you're doing little fucking shit. And you're like, I just need to wake up and really focus on my grind and really put all my shit. And I'm like, yeah, taking videos and editing them and doing all the shit takes hard work.
Yeah.
But like, how motivational can you be?
Yeah, it's not like he's David Goggins.
Right, exactly.
We love you because you are putting a pillow under your t-shirt and that's what you're putting out there.
Yeah, you put a pillow under your t-shirt and you act like your neighbor.
Everybody listening, the Iowa LSU game just started and Caitlin Clark hit a 40-footer to start the game. So our attention will be here because we're professionals, but if you hear James going, like that again, it's because Caitlin Clark hit another three.
I DM'd her the other night. She didn't reply.
No, but she's busy.
Yeah. No, like, she's I just said, like, hey, like, if we had kids, they'd be the best athletes ever.
Yeah, of course. But, like, right now she's busy. And she's also dating the head coach's son.
Not anymore.
They're not dating anymore? Oh, my man.
We're good now. We're good. Fight's over.
Yeah, fight's over. Well, the fight's about to be back on with the whole world. The West, Alabama beats UNC 89-87. Clemson beats Arizona 77-72. North Carolina game was just absolute madness for me because I was at bowling and we were in the playoffs and I was sole-handedly the reason we lost the first game. I was also trailing behind an Alabama car on the way to bowling, and just everything was off. Everything felt wrong.
I told you I would drive by and yell, fuck the tide.
I know, James, and that probably could have helped, but, you know, I try and just preach peace and be a pacifist, but after that, I don't know if I'm going to be able to continue to do that. North Carolina didn't play bad. They lost by 2 points. They scored 87. Alabama shot the lights out, and they won their next game. But what I will say is, and listen very carefully here. I'm not body shaming anybody. I am no Leonardo DiCaprio by any means. But if you, I know everybody, like, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Why did it have to be Nelson? Like, he's just the ugliest dude in the world. But his game transformed my opinion of him by the end of it, and I was like, I respect the fuck out of this kid because he sole-handedly beat us in the second half.
Yeah, it is fun to see if you don't have fandom immediately attached.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, having any sort of storyline that, like, the unheard of, like, oh, man, it was a one-man show for a little bit there.
That's why it's been so hard to deal with this because there's nothing I can blame it on.
Right.
I can't be like, oh, Alabama, school, bunch of cheaters, Coach K is in the Illuminati. Right. Like, all that stuff was easy. I could really convince myself that we lost because Coach K is in the Illuminati. Yeah. Like, Alabama just played so damn good.
Yeah.
And like, they were getting scrappy, but at the end of the game, it was perfectly fine. Everybody shook hands, and it was just a great freaking basketball game.
It was.
But it sucked so bad to be on the losing end of it. So I haven't had this in a long time, and like I tweeted out, I was like, Tom Brady would be playing in a couple months, and I'd be like, okay, he never lets me down, but he's gone.
Yeah.
I've tweeted this too, and I've said it on here before. I'm an awful, awful, awful sore loser. I'm working on it. That I don't know true. If I'll ever get better at it. I don't know many people
you
who
will.
Are good at
You'll
it.
You'll be good.
Well, yeah, but like I'm not trying to be mean, but you guys have been doing this a lot longer than I.
True. True. Oh, dude, yeah, that was not this
dude,
right here.
Suck a fucking butt, dude. Holy shit. I did not.
Oh, you know holy the NFL rules
cow,
are.
Dude.
It's not your fault, though. Like, I'm not
shut up, dude.
You.
Yeah, cue the Goodwill Hunting. It's not your
it's
fault.
It's not your fault. You're a fucking loser.
No, because yeah. I don't feel like a loser.
Bang!
Oh, Kaylee Clark.
She might score 100.
You guys know what I'm talking about. The NFL rules the world, and when your NFL team wins, it's the greatest thing in the world. And I had that for so long, and we're going to have it again. Don't worry, fellas.
Yeah, Caleb Williams is the truth.
Yeah.
Right, James? Yeah, I had to,
okay, so this
had to put you down for a little bit.
Needed to,
I was down with you, and you know, you put, okay, your baseball team's not going to win a fucking game this year. There are going to be more like people this. At there Gio's games than there will be at the Sox games.
Oh, the Gio-James collab you never thought was coming.
2024 is wild.
Iowa can't miss right now. No. Another team who killed it.
I'm sorry, Pat.
And didn't make any sense. Clemson beat Arizona. I don't really know what to say about that.
Arizona and Marquette are always going to be those teams that just are going to be a 2-4 seed and they're going to lose.
I know. I thought Marquette could change it. We'll get to them. So that led to Bama beating Clemson 89-82. I forgot to do this when we talked about the Bama-North Carolina game. I got to give Alabama way more credit because I didn't think they were as good as they were, not just because they were playing North Carolina. I just was I was ignorant to the fact that they're really good. So Clemson was obviously really good too, and Clemson beat North Carolina this year. I don't know. Maybe it goes.
Yeah, I faded Clemson the entire tournament, and then I stopped after the Arizona game.
Oof.
So.
Like I said before, you guys have been doing this a lot longer than me. Oh, not,
it's even better
not.
When you just recycle the same joke. Oh, that's what I thought. Keep moving.
You know I don't understand recycling. you know I don't watch the NBA. Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the South, Duke beats Houston 54-51. NC State beats Marquette 67-58. Duke beating Houston, I thought was a good sign for them because I was like, okay, Duke's for real, and this sucks, and my nightmare is coming true.
Yeah, that you really did have like a rough. Just, I'm sorry, I'm here for you.
See, I can accept it.
Yeah, I'm there for
I
you.
I was being a loser. Sometimes sports is gonna break your heart, so don't take it personal that I talked about it. You guys are doing it your whole life. NC State beating Marquette like didn't feel. Good either, though. But Tyler Kolek coming back next year. He is a strong man.
He is.
He ripped that his he jersey is. In half.
That's always impressive to me.
I don't know
me.
How yeah, that's possible.
That's it. You literally like look at like your shirt that you're wearing, unless it's like an Elio shirt. You're just like,
I feel like the collars of jerseys might be the strongest material in the world.
Yeah.
Because I've tried it.
We should do a shirt ripping contest.
We really should. That'd be a lot of fun. I feel like I could do it.
I feel like it would hurt.
Like if
it
you
would.
Finally got it, like that, those muscles that get released after not using them for 10 years.
All right, idea. Yeah. Idea. We all do a case race, and then we try to rip our shirts after the case race.
I'm in.
We wear 30 shirts.
Yes, after every beer. Yeah. So in.
You can't move on to the next beer unless you rip it. So not only are we going to be sore, we're going to be deadly hungover, too. That sounds like
and we're doing it with Mad Dogs.
Oh, James, you want to dodge? Yeah. Kind of.
What?
Whoa.
What?
Okay, so yeah, then NC State beats Duke 76-64. Duke sucks. Duke sucks. No, we suck. I'm a sore loser, but we lost to a team that might play for the national. No, they're playing UConn. Made it to the Final Four. So did they. Fuck. I don't know how to spin this. Duke sucks.
Lower seed.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not getting on the fucking Burns bandwagon. I don't care, James. He's so great. Care. He's not that good. Duke sucks. They haven't played anybody good. They're going to get waxed.
I just love, though, like, the whole world hates Duke. I know. It's like, you meet those, like, assholes, Jack Doss, that claim that they like Duke, and it's like, you're like, why? Like, nobody likes Duke.
I say the same thing every single time. They're like, oh, why do you get so upset about the Duke thing? It's because I know people who root for them, and I just don't understand it. I get it. I'm annoying and obnoxious about North Carolina. I totally understand that. But they're a likable school, at least. It's like, oh, if I'm obnoxious about snack packs are fucking delicious.
Yeah, they're cool. Great.
Right.
Nobody says that about Duke.
Nobody says that about freaking casserole for the third night in a row, which Duke is. Got to relate it to food. So
it's the moldy ice cream and the casserole.
Anything about NC State?
James, you got it.
I mean, I just said, like, it was just, like, seeing that guy, like, just smile, and he's just out there throwing up, like, hook shots, and he's huge like that. I mean, how do you not like that?
Simple.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yes. Maybe talking more to Pat on this one.
Yeah, right? I think it's just their route to just being in the position they are. Like, being in the Final Four, they barely made it. Barely made it, just kept scratching and clawing, and then they've just been tourney dogs.
This is why I'm trying to work on being such a sore loser. Their story is literally the epitome of our podcast.
Right, it's so cool.
They were like one shot away from not...
Big Cat articulated perfectly yesterday. He goes, yeah. He just read stats. The kid on Virginia hasn't missed two free throws in all year. Like, he's
in the same game.
In the same game, yeah. Right, sorry. And then he misses it, and then they bank a three that toilet bowls around. Mm-hmm. They still have to go to overtime with this team, and then they beat them. And then I don't remember who they played after that. and then now they're doing this. It's awesome. I will say that it is awesome. Like, the storyline is awesome, but I'm not happy for them.
Cool.
And I never will be.
Also, that actually, Jimmy V, too.
Who?
Jimmy V.
James. What are you doing right now,
man? I'm like, the Jimmy V, like, you got to add that, too. Like, John Rothstein literally goes, the soul of Jimmy Valvano is in this team. And you're like, yeah, oh, but my just, God. Like,
read the room.
Obviously, the viewers or the listeners can't see, but Brady just gave me a look like a dad, like, gives his kid when he's not eating his vegetables.
Well, yeah. I'm not mad
or when he's
you.
Running around the restaurant.
So. I'm not mad at you. I'm more, like, disappointed.
Yeah, see, like, if you eat those vegetables.
Don't tell me what to do, Dad. You're not my real dad. Midwest, Purdue beats Gonzaga 80-68. Tennessee beats Creighton 82-75. Yeah, Purdue might be for real.
There's a chance. It does piss me off how fucking ticky-tack it is on the biggest man in the world.
It's so hard.
It's like, ridiculous.
I'm so sick of seeing that guy play.
You would think after last year they would have a meeting. Oh, wait. Did Purdue not make it past the first round?
They did not.
Oh, burn roasted. Fuck you, Purdue.
I'm getting sick of, like, the Zach Edey saying he's the world's biggest underdog.
We're going to do that after the next
game.
Okay. Tennessee, Creighton. Creighton ran into Creighton. But that plays better defense. That's what Tennessee is.
Yeah.
All right.
And Tennessee was awesome. I underestimated them the entire tournament.
Everybody underestimated Dalton Connect.
Yeah. Dude, he Dalton connected to many a buckets.
Yeah. He's a guy that I don't understand how you miss out on him out of high school.
Yeah.
He went to, like, what, Colorado State Southern or something like that? Graham Nelson from Alabama is a transfer from North Dakota State.
Yeah.
These guys are fucking 6'11", and they can dribble and shoot.
Yeah, I know.
I want to give him a chance. I don't know.
It's crazy, dude. Coaches are so fucking stupid.
Well, I was, like, in such a bad place. I was like, why didn't North Carolina recruit this kid? Then we wouldn't have to play against him.
Yeah.
We take him, we put him on our team.
Yeah. Coaches and scouts are just so dumb sometimes. It's like, your narrative isn't what's the end all be all.
Okay.
Fucking grow, just like these players are.
Correct. Here's another one. Steph Curry. Okay, sure. He's small and he has a baby face. Guess what? His dad's in the NBA.
And he doesn't miss.
Oh my gosh.
Shoots 50% from the three. Chances are he can do that. But I guess Jimmer's the same way. But
thanks, Pat.
Jimmer's dad.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Jimmer's dad?
An accountant.
Not in the NBA.
I was gonna say, yeah, my dad doesn't play basketball.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Your dad's in the NBA. Purdue beats Tennessee 72-66. Now, okay, sure, Purdue won. Good for them. Zach Edey, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so sick. I'm so fucking sick of this guy.
I don't know if I'm sick of it. It's just more of just absolutely flabbergasted at you lost in the first round as a one seed last year.
Yeah.
And you said that you're winners. Here's the fun fact. You're historically not.
like everyone yesterday was like, Matt Painter's going to find a way to blow this game. But Zach Edey also went to fucking IMG. It's not like he's this giant underdog whole life.
Yeah,
for sure. Literally, like, someone goes, this guy looks like the bad guy in every movie.
Guess what he is? Bigger and stronger than everybody else.
His voice, too, just pisses me off. Like, it'd be a lot funnier if he had a really high-pitched voice.
Yeah, I hope they end up playing UConn solely because I want NC State to lose, but also I want to see them play against a team that is actually winners.
I agree. I think Purdue-UConn would be the most entertaining game.
For sure.
But, like, it would also be the most competitive. Like, at this point, yes, all teams made it to the Final Four. Credit.
Yeah.
Steamrolled by UConn, no doubt. So make it at least a fun game for the longevity of it.
All right. Final Four, NC State versus Purdue. Purdue -8.5, over under 145.5. I just have to make a statement real quick.
Yeah.
Let it out.
I've been kind of hammering unders.
That's unlike you.
I know.
How are you feeling about it?
Not good.
Oh, okay.
I feel good because of money.
Right?
But
your morals are in check?
I feel wrong. I
feel dirty?
I feel like myself. And yeah. I'm not even somewhat
joking. Does it change the way you watch the game?
I don't.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't even stomach it.
Well,
can
I knew
you?
I didn't.
Fucking
I can't
coward.
Stomach watching the game right now anyways because it makes me so fucking sad.
Yeah.
But.
You want me to, like, check your temperature?
Not good. Hot.
Okay. Hot-blooded.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I just feel like I was betting the under, so I think I'm going to take the under in this game because I do think Zach Edey's just going to be too much. There's a video that has been going around the internet for years now of Taco Tall in high school, and he's playing against a fucking, not DJ Burns, just a fat kid.
Yeah.
DJ Burns is thick.
Yeah.
This kid was fat, and he's just looking at his coach. He's like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I love that video.
And even though I do know that DJ Burns is thick, he's just going to be too much for him.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. James, NC State, Purdue?
I'm taking NC State the +8.5.
Mm. Okay.
Being honest.
Honesty is not always the best policy. You're taking NC State the points, too?
No, I can't win in this tournament. Okay. I just, like, everything
so
I want, I just...
NC State.
I lean Purdue, so it kind of means that it goes NC State.
We're doing a joke.
Yeah, Purdue.
Oh, God. You hate me too. Yeah. He hate me. Yeah.
So UConn. UConn.
UConn.
UConn.
Yeah. UConn. Alternate spread to 50.
Over under 161.5.
Over.
Love the under.
Over.
I'm going over.
Dude, both teams are going to score a million points.
UConn is the best team ever. They're going to find a way to stop Alabama from scoring 90 points again.
True.
So I'm taking the under in both these games. I want to take both teams minus the points, but I don't have it in me to root for anybody anymore. So it's honestly good taking unders because I just root against both teams.
This is good.
I kind of like that mentality, actually.
Thanks for talking this through with me, guys.
Yeah, they got you there.
Hey, okay, smiling
so
now.
Then UConn plays against Purdue. Will we have an episode before that? No, because they would play Saturday then Monday, correct?
Correct.
No.
So UConn versus Purdue, I think the line would probably be at like 5.5, honestly. My guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll go 4.5.
If we get though, like NC State, UConn, I mean, I said if.
I didn't say anything.
We do have to talk about all possible matchups since we won't have an episode.
You
didn't say anything. You looked.
But let's just.
James, go on.
Let's just be right on paper.
Cut him off this time.
Did I say anything?
No. Let's get up.
Well, I didn't cut him
Shut
off.
Shut up.
If we literally get NC State versus UConn, it will literally just be like the whole world will be going for NC State.
Yeah.
Except for Brady.
The whole world.
It's the whole world against Brady.
In for four, hold for eight.
Yeah.
One, two, three. You're going to bet the under, though, right?
Oh, James, shut up. Oh, no.
Oh, woe is me, Brady. Woe is me.
Yeah, honestly, Pat, it is.
Oh, she's going to relax.
Maybe if you loved anything like I did.
Hey, you have seven Super Bowls.
For the listeners,
yeah.
I hate
Yeah, but woe is me. Woe is me.
Yeah, well, you don't understand. I'm a sore loser.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be my friend and here for me.
You're moving to Florida. You tore my ACL, remember?
You're going to be a Marlins fan in Florida.
You don't want to be an enabler today? Whenever we go to the casino, we're both enablers. Now you don't want to be an enabler?
No, I don't want to enable.
You don't want to enable my sadness?
You don't want to enable me?
Or am I going to meatball down my pants, make it look good?
What's next? Pancake patterns on my legs, make it look like I cum myself?
Now that's a good way to end an episode right there.
What's this pink bag? All right.
See you guys.
I think you should leave.
Next week, I am leaving. I'm going home right now because I'm a baby and I'm sorry. Go Tar Heels. Go Bears. Go Bulls. Go Bulls.
Go Hawkeyes.
And who else? Just say it.
What, go Wolfpack?
Oh, man, stay hydrated. Brady, have a water. Music by Pat Mallers and Chef Charles. Feels so good.
Shot City, come on and ride with me. Get high and catch a vibe with me. This music that make you feel good. Do it for the real ones. Do it while I still can. This is for the real fans. But singing along with it, said the light shows. I know, I ain't so fly, don't you think so too? Shawty tryna come through to kick it like Kung Fu. On the block cruise with the sunroof open. I'm the one who everybody love. Everybody wanna be like me. I cha-cha real smooth. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I break rules and race roofs. Sit break goose with great juice. I make moves when I'm making music and hang loose, homie. Fall back like I don't. Okay, I gotta go right. Out la di da di do. I feel fucking awesome. Get it, got it, good, good. Get it, got it, good. Get it, got it, good, good. Get it, got it, good. Fall back like I don't. Okay, I gotta go right. Out la di da di do. I feel fucking awesome.
I'ma tell you all why. Ain't felt like this for a long time. Can't think with the wrong mind. Can't drift to the wrong tide. Can't sink if it's all dry. Land, one day you gotta learn to fly. Curb the plot, cook it up, serve it hot. Shorty thick like a car bomb. Oh Lord, won't quit till it's all mine. Oh God,
I've been steady trying to get in my way. That's the only way that I get down. Ever since I focused on my mindset. Good, good.